Welcome to the Hank Haney Podcast, recording today on nofilter.net. You can see the Hank Haney Podcast on nofilter.net. You can also catch it on YouTube TV, Hank Haney channel. And you can hear it wherever you get your podcasts, iHeartRadio, Apple Podcasts. Wherever you get your podcasts, check out the Hank Haney Podcast. Today's podcast is brought to you by Bet Online. It is your number one source for all your summer sports this season, from the MLB, golf, NBA, and the NHL. You get all the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds and lines, including the latest team matchups, player props, and odds on just about every sport out there. You can head to the website today, or you can check it out on your mobile device and get in on the action. BetOnline.ag. That is where the game starts. Go there and check it out. If you want to make a wager, that's the way to do it, man. Nothing like watching a sporting event with a little wager on. It doesn't have to be a lot. Just a little something to kind of make it interesting. I love it. I love it. BetOnline.ag. So go online. BetOnline.ag. That's where you go. Okay. Today's topic on the Hank Haney Podcast is a topic I can't get away from. And this is all that you ever hear about. Like the tournaments you don't hear a lot about. All we've been hearing about for as long as the LIV came into existence, and even before, is LIV, PGA Tour, LIV, PGA Tour, LIV. The PGA Tour is in a little bit of a decline. Their ratings last week were down 24% to Byron Nelson. That's pretty much average what it's been. I think things need to be, like, rethought. I feel like the PGA Tour product has been a little tired. Now, I don't know the answer, but there's a lot of tournaments. You know, that probably doesn't help things. But I don't think, you know, cutting down the tournaments and making the fields better at each tournament, I mean, that's not going to, I know that's not going to up the ratings 24%. I don't think there's enough personality out there. I don't think there's a big enough superstar. Scotty Scheffler's a star. You know, I don't know if maybe he's a superstar. I don't know. But he's not coming with the big personality that you, so to pull the load and carry it like Arnold Palmer or Tiger Woods did, that person's not out there. And that person may never be out there. So I think that the whole ratings thing that everybody talks about, I don't know if that's a fair assessment, because I think Tiger inflated the numbers. Now Tiger's gone. You're gonna have a contraction. But boy, these fields are brutal. I mean, you go through these tournaments, you can't. It's hard to even know who's playing. I mean, and there's just not enough good players to go around. There's not enough big names to go around. You know, people think, well, you know, it's because of LIV. Well, I mean, take all the names on LIV. Because I mean, how many names are there really on LIV? They got 54 guys out there. There ain't anybody watching Anthony Kim. There ain't anybody watching, you know, my friend Pat Perez. I mean, let's face it. There aren't, you know, I mean, they're not turning on to watch Kevin Na. You know, Mickelson's 53 years old. I mean, how much longer is he going to play? I mean, Kepka's big. You know, he never really moved the needle. Bryson DeChambeau is a good personality, you know, good player. You know, Cameron Smith, you know, great player, you know, needle mover. I mean, Dustin Johnson, you know, they've got great players on the LIV. You know, more names out there. At least you know you're going to get all those names playing. PGA Tour, you don't know what you're going to get unless they all get together. But they've got to figure some out. So they're trying to figure it out. And they're still negotiating with this public investment fund. And you think, this has been going on for, how long has this been going on? Like, they just, so they signed this framework agreement, and they were going to have something done by, you know, December. And then they were going to have something done by the Masters. And they're still talking, and they're still talking, and they're still talking. And people are still dreaming about the, you know, they're still dreaming about the LIV going away. You know, the whole problem is the LIV. The problem is not the LIV. You know, people try to come up. This is human nature. They try to come up with simple explanations for complicated problems. You've got no superstar like Tiger Woods. You got less players that are superstars than you've had in years past, and a bunch of players that were good players that you kind of thought were superstars. Jordan Spieth, Justin Thomas, they're not playing any good, you know, and you can throw in there a bunch of other guys too, you know, that are really top players. I mean, you know, top 10 players, Schauffele, you know, never won a major, won a gold medal, never won a major, but he hadn't won anything. Patrick Cantlay, you know, never won a major. He hadn't won anything in, I don't know, a couple years. You know, Colin Morikawa, you know, played better at the Masters, finished second, but he had been lighting it up. So there's just a lot of stuff, a lot of talk about the money, and that, you know, people don't like to talk about. I think it's more complicated than that. I think it's really complicated. You know, I think you're going to have a dip down with Tiger, and you know, you got nobody to replace him. It's a tired product. I think LIV has shown that you can reach a different audience. You can grow your audience with a younger audience. They've proven that. Their numbers prove it out. You know, I don't know. It's because they're wearing shorts, a more relaxed atmosphere, music on the golf course, whatever. I mean, you know, you cannot like all those things. Like, some people don't like them. People are like, oh, I don't like them playing in shorts. I don't like them. I don't like the music. Like, people say, I don't like the music on the course. What do you mean you don't like the, what do you mean you don't like the music? What do you don't like about music? Like, who doesn't like music? You know, I don't like music on the course. It's not real golf. I'm like, it's music and it's golf. I mean, like, music on the course. What difference does it make? What difference does it make whether they're playing in shorts or not? They're doing some stuff that's different, and they're getting to a different audience. And it just goes to show you that these things, whatever it is, this whole list of things, making it more fun, whatever, you know, I think it's more attractive. You know, people say, I don't like the shotgun start. Well, let me tell you about the shotgun start. Here's something about the shotgun start. Okay. The shotgun start takes 4 hours to complete. Give them an hour to warm up, mill around, get something to eat. Maybe give them another half hour, you know, watch them practice afterwards. Okay. What is that? Another half hour? You know, you got a little concert afterwards. It's a max 6 hours LIV max. Okay. That's, you know, it doesn't have to be, but it can be a max of 6 hours. Here's the problem. These people go to these golf tournaments nowadays. They want to have a party. Like, they're like at Phoenix, they have a party. Okay. And when you have that party going, okay, those people get there like before the sun comes up. And then they are there all day long. Like, they're there for 12 hours. And in 12 hours, things can get really out of control. So I'm just saying, Maybe that shotgun start's not a bad idea. Like, maybe that's not a bad idea because it limits the amount of time that people are out there, and they can go have your party, you know, go line up at the beer stand, you know, get all hammered up, but you know, at least you're only going to be there for a shorter amount of time. You're there for 12 hours. 100,000 people, whatever, 12 hours of partying, poof, you're going to have stuff happen. That's probably not too good. So they got to figure something out. So they're trying to figure something out. They're trying to have this thing where they're figuring it all out. And they got the public investment fund out there, and they're gonna, you know, they're trying to invest in the PGA Tour. Like, I don't know what they're investing in. Like, these other guys, the sports owners, invested a couple billion, and they're taking some of that money, like a billion or whatever, and they're gonna give it to all these guys that didn't bolt to the LIV, and say thank you for not bolting. And I'm like, okay, how's that going to help? How are those people getting a return on that investment? Like, in order to get a return on your investment, you would think that your whatever you invest in has to make some money so you can get paid back or interest on your money or something. They're not doing that. Well, I mean, they're taking half of it and they're just giving it to guys. And it doesn't make sense to me. I mean, obviously, I don't know the what's going on here, but I do know that sooner or later somebody's going to want to return on their investment. Now, maybe not the Saudis, because maybe they just got so much money. Maybe they're just sports washing. I don't know what they're doing. You know, people say, yeah, that's all they care about. They just keep making more money, just pump it right out of the ground. I don't know, whatever. But they are investors too, and sooner or later they're gonna want something. So they're trying to figure this whole thing out, and they got this PGA Tour policy board. And Rory was on the board. This board got real messy. Rory was on the board, Spieth on the board. You know, they got bigger names on the board they ever had on the board. See, but this policy board used to do nothing. They didn't have any big names on it. Well, maybe they had one guy, you know, but they didn't have many. Now they got a bunch of big names up. They said, we want to say so in what's going on. Because they all got pissed off when Monahan went and negotiated behind their back. He didn't really negotiate anything. He just stopped the lawsuits from happening. They just got an end to all the lawsuits. And they said, all right, you know what? Let's try to come together. Let's try to form a partnership of some kind. And we'll just cancel all the lawsuits. And, you know, if we don't get our partnership, we'll just go on our way and you go on your way. And that's kind of where they are right now. I mean, they're like, that's just because it doesn't look like anything's happening. Maybe it will, but it doesn't look like it's happening. So Rory was on the board. Then Rory went off the board. He dropped off the board. Webb Simpson's on the board. Jordan Spieth's on the board. Cantley's on the board. Patrick Cantley. He sounds like he could be the problem on the board. Tiger's on the board now. But Rory got off the board. And then Webb Simpson, you know, decided. Rory says, I had enough of this board thing. You know, he got pissed off when they didn't tell him what was going on, you know, Monahan, and I'm out, you know. And then but he's buddies with Jimmy Dunn, who's negotiating the thing with the public investment fund. You know, he's the investor out of Jacksonville, you know, and so he's doing all that stuff, puts these groups together of investors. So Rory's kind of, you know, he's still hearing everything, friends with Tiger, whatever, you know. So he's hearing everything, but he's off. I'm going to just concentrate on my golf. Then all of a sudden, Webb Simpson decides, I want to spend time with my family. I don't want to do all this board stuff. And they don't have to do that much, but I'm sure they're talking a lot on the phone and this. It's taking up more time than they want. And guys don't play good on that board. Spieth ain't playing good on that board. Cantley ain't playing good on that board. Show me a guy that played good on that board. What's the advantage of being on that board? None. That's what the advantage is. There is no advantage of being on the board. So they decide they want to be out. Now Webb Simpson, he's going to be off the board. I mean, get me off the board. And then Rory decides, I'm going to come back on the board. And then all of a sudden now Rory says he's not coming back on the board. Like, this is the most dysfunctional thing ever. How long have they been negotiating with public investment fund? Rory's on the board. Rory's off the board. Tiger's on the board. Cantley's on the board. Cantley doesn't like Rory. You know, that's obvious. You know, Webb Simpson's on the board. Webb Simpson's going off the board. Rory's coming back on the board. Rory says he's not coming back on the board because somebody doesn't want him on the board. Well, we know who the somebody is, and they don't want him on the board. And now it's like Rory hates LIV. Then Rory says LIV's okay. I mean, this is like the craziest. Like, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, seriously, you couldn't make this up. But Rory kind of is the voice of reason now. I got to give Rory credit. I didn't like when Rory was dogging all the LIV guys and LIV toured. I didn't like all that. And I'm awful, Rory. But I'm kind of back on Rory because Rory, at least he's listened to people, you know, and he's changed his tune. And I'm going to give him credit. Because, you know, he kind of admitted, he's, you know, hey, I kind of had it wrong. I was a little too hard on people. You know, people need to make their own decisions. I like a lot of stuff Rory's been saying lately. But he's on. Now he was on. Now he's off. Now Webb Simpson's back on. Webb's going to finish it out. Webb's going to finish out his term. Okay, nobody. What do these guys do anyways? They're not doing any. Are they ever going to get a deal? Are they ever going to make a deal? I don't know. Maybe not. Webb Simpson's 38. He's going to finish out his term. He's got it expires in 2025. So I guess he'll be, you know, 40 when his deal thing. But he was going to step down, but now he's not going to step down. So anyway, I'm going to read you something Rory said. See, here's what Rory said. He said, I think Webb staying on is a good thing. I think he's got a real balanced voice in all of this. And I think he sees the bigger picture, which is great. My fear is if Webb stepped off and it wasn't me that was going in his place, what could potentially happen? So what everybody, you know, this is human nature. People will tell you what's better for them. They agree with what's better for them. If Rory says Webb is good and he's balanced, then that means he's seeing more what Rory's saying. Rory is big on this world. We'll have a world tour. We're going to have, this is what Rory wants, 12 world tournaments, and then you got the four majors, and then you throw in a couple others, you know, like, so you got the 12 world tournaments and then you got some other ones and then the four majors. And so maybe the guys, you know, cause these guys, listen, here's what happens when all this money came about. These guys used to play back in the day, they would play 30, 28, 30, 32, 34 weeks a year in tournaments. These guys have got making so much money now that they only want to play like 20 weeks a year. That's why all these guys love the LIV. I mean, I give them my 14 LIV, four majors, 18 weeks a year. Maybe I'll play a couple other somewhere. And if I don't, I don't, no problem. 18 weeks, I'm good. I'm good, 18 weeks, I'm good. They're like Cam Smith, let me go fishing, I'm good. 18 weeks is all I want. Why are they saying that? They're saying that because they got enough money. And they don't, they're not enough money to throw at them to get them to go from 18 weeks to 30 weeks because they're happy with how much they're making at 18 weeks. So all this talk about everybody saying, oh, we're not going to let them back on the tour. They don't want to come back on the tour. And maybe a couple of them want to play. You know, all they want to do is qualify for the majors, which, by the way, the PGA Championship all of a sudden said, hey, we look at all the lists. The one list you don't want to look at is the World Golf Rankings because there's a bogus list. Taylor Gooch is ranked 644th on the World Golf Ranking list. PGA of America just invited him to the PGA Championship. So that's the start right there. That's the start of all the majors not looking at the World Golf Ranking list and looking at a different criteria, maybe pulling all the lists together and saying, hey, this guy deserves to be in the tournament. Taylor Gooch got invited, and so did a bunch of other LIV players, got invited to the PGA, which he should. He's a good player. He's won three times on LIV in the last year. So that's it. That's the start. Now the dam is broke, and you're gonna see that. But you're gonna see other majors are gonna one way or another, they're not gonna X all these LIV guys out of major championships. So what's going to happen is Rory wants you to have the world tour, 12 tournaments, four majors. I got a bunch of money. You know, they give me $50 million just for, you know, being Rory. Giving Tiger $100 million just for being Tiger, out of the investment that the sports owners made in the PGA Tour. He ain't looking to play 30 weeks a year. I play the world tour and I don't know if that's the answer or not, but the answer is they got to figure it out. They got to figure it out, and they got to figure it out fast. So Rory is talking about, this is a great quote from Rory where he's trying to talk about, How can we get Goff thriving again? First off, Goff is thriving. Greens fees are up. Rounds of golf are up. Participation is up for multiple reasons. COVID helped golf. Top golf and other range things like that. Simulator golf, it's helped golf a lot. Country club memberships are up. Country club fees are up. Golf's not hurt. Golf's doing good. What's not doing good is television ratings on the PGA Tour, okay? I don't think it's as simple as we just, you know, we got two tours going. And I think it's more complicated than that. But Rory says this. He said, I guess the way I was trying to think about it and trying to make both sides see that there could be a compromise here. And he's talking about LIV and PGA Tour. It's probably not going to feel great for either side. So this is Rory's not going to be on the board, but and when he gives you this comment, what he's telling you is it tells you that there's people on that board that aren't comfortable with both sides being a little bit uncomfortable. And sooner or later, like when you have compromise, both sides have to feel a little bit uncomfortable. Rory gets that now. I give him credit for that. I really do. But he said, but we got to get to a place where the game of golf starts to thrive again and we can all get back together. And I ultimately says, I think that's a really good thing. Unless they come up with some drastic changes, drastic changes in the way that they're marketing the professional golf. I don't know if it's a team. I don't know if the LIV team thing is the answer. I don't know. I don't know if team golf is an answer. I don't know. Like everybody thinks team golf might be an answer because the Ryder Cup is so popular. But Ryder Cup's a special one-time deal. Maybe that's what makes it so popular. Maybe it's not everybody loves team golf. Maybe it's just like everybody loves the Ryder Cup because it is one team golf thing. And it's not normal. I don't know. You know, maybe things need to be more of a party. And then all of a sudden they had more of a party and they had an LIV party in Australia and the caddy got beamed on the top of the head with a water bottle. They had the party on the PGA Tour at the Phoenix Open, at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, and the thing got like totally out of control. Like talk about out of control. That was out of control. So now they're having to revisit that. And maybe we got to, tone this party down, which good luck toning the party down the last 12 and a half hours is going to be a little hard to do. But they'll come up with something to try to tone it down. Now, who knows what the answer is? But players today are not going to, there's not as many superstars. There's not as many superstar names. There's no Tiger Woods. And they are not going to play 30, 35 events because they're making so much money. LIV helped to make more money. PGA Tour all of a sudden came up with more money. These players make a bunch of money. And the end result of all this is if you have a ton of tournaments, that means you are going to have a ton of tournaments where you got a bunch of players out there that nobody knows them from the man in the moon. And that's what you had last week at the CJ Cup, Byron Nelson. Wouldn't know him from the man in the moon. And that's a tough sell. That appears to be a tough sell. So I'm as interested as anybody to see what they're going to come up with. But I can tell you what's not going to happen. This is what's not going to happen. Just putting LIV players and PGA Tour players back together. First off, they're not coming back together. LIV Tour is going to live. LIV Tour is not dying. And those guys that are on the LIV Tour are not dying to come back and play the PGA Tour. So they're not going to all come together and sing Kumbaya. It's not going to happen. Okay, that's not going to happen. And even if it did happen, there's not enough big names. There's no Tiger Woods. There's not enough big names to make this whole thing thrive, as Rory likes to put it. That ain't going to happen. The whole thing needs some kind of reinvention, and it needs a drastic reinvention. And if they don't reinvent it, they're going to have trouble, because sooner or later, these sponsors are going to say, whoa, no, we're not paying that much. We're not doing it because, you know what? It's just not, we're not getting anything for it. We're not getting what you're asking for. That's it. Just, it's like supply and demand. You're asking for a certain amount. You got to deliver a certain amount. And sooner or later, they're going to say no. And the tournament directors know that day is already here. The television guys are locked into some TV contract, but sooner or later, that contract's going to be renegotiated. It's going to be up. And then all of a sudden, when that happens, the stuff's going to hit the fan. I don't see how any of this works out. I don't see how the LIV has enough big names. I mean, they got some really, they got some players that are playing really bad on that LIV tour. You know, maybe they'll replace them in a year. You know, they can't just keep handing out $50 million, you know, contracts to people. I don't think. I mean, it just doesn't make, you know, I don't see how, where, what's the end game there? I don't know. This is the most complicated mess I think there could ever be. And like I said before, people look for simple solutions to complicated problems. And this is not a simple solution system. This is not going to happen. You cannot just go and say, oh, we'll just get everybody back together. Not going to happen. Not going to happen. Never going to happen. And no chance. That ship has sailed. It is gone and gone away. And it ain't never coming back. Gotta reinvent, guys. Gotta reinvent. And if they don't reinvent, this is just going to be a slow decline. And in this year, it's been a fast decline. So Rory thinks he's got it figured out with the World Golf Tour. I don't know. Maybe that is a fear, you know, but what you're really doing with a World Golf Tour is you're saying, we don't need as many big sponsors because we're not having as many big tournaments. Okay. We're going to have the best players play at the big tournaments, and we're not going to have as many big tournaments. So we don't have to play as much, but we're going to make a lot of money because they're going to have big, huge purses in those tournaments. And we don't need to find as, it's not going to be as hard to find sponsors because we don't have as many big tournaments. And we're going to go worldwide. It's going to be a worldwide tour. So we can find more sponsors around the world than we can just in the United States. And that's what they're talking about. And when that happens, then the purses are going to have to get smaller. And so, on this PGA tour, some of the, you know, buy.com or whatever they call the thing, Corn Ferry, that's, you know, who knows what happens there. So they're going to be consolidated there a little bit, and those turn in DP Tour, the European Tour, they're gonna like feed in to the World Tour. They're gonna feed in to the LIV Tour, and maybe the LIV Tour becomes part of the World Tour. Who knows what's gonna happen? But it's not just gonna be a simple thing. And I think that's why it's obvious that it's taken them so long to figure this thing out. I don't think they have an answer. I don't think they got an answer yet. And maybe they will get an answer, and maybe they won't get an answer. But they didn't look for an answer for a long, long time. I think they thought Tiger was going to play forever and carry him forever. And like Charles Barkley always says, Father Time is undefeated. Nothing lasts forever. All right, hope everybody enjoyed the podcast. Remember to go to betonline.ag. That's your number one source for all your summer sports this season. You can bet on NBA, MLB, golf, NHL, all of it. You get all the latest stats, news, scores available to follow your favorite teams. Get the latest odds, the props, the lines, everything. Team matchups, they got it all. Every sport out there. Head to the website today or use your mobile device to get in on the action. BetOnline.ag, that's where the game starts. you can go there and check it out. And I hope everybody enjoyed the Hank Haney podcast, and we will talk to you soon.